and welcome to another episode of Maya's Heart Talk. My name is Maya, also known as Jeremiah. I am your host, and I want to welcome you back if you are part of the Maya's Heart fam. Thank you for being a supporter, for purchasing my gear, and for wearing the affirmation and declaration gear. Also, thank you for just being a part of the change and the difference that we want to see here in our everyday. Today, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the eyes are the window to the soul is a saying that we are so familiar with. It is something that we have heard a couple times growing up, or at least I have. But recently I received a little deeper of a revelation with that. More of people always thought that that was a saying of when I asked people and tried to connect with them about it. They would say that the windows are the eyes to the soul, meaning that if you looked into someone's eyes, if you stared into their eyes, you would see into their soul. You could see what's going on the inside. But really, I saw and I received a whole nother revelation of that, of your eyes are the windows to the soul. They are the gates to the soul. And with that, you look out of the window to see outside, to see what's going on outside. What is the weather like? What is the things going on out of the safety of your home? So therefore, the eyes are the window to the soul is more of what are you watching? What are you looking at? What are you viewing? What are you allowing your eyes to partake and then allowing to go into your soul? What are you allowing to penetrate your soul through the things that you see? That is more of what I'm understanding, or another view of what it is. I'm not saying that it's only the only answer, but that's what I started to think. In that factor, what are you looking at that is allowing to enter into your soul to change the way you see, the way you feel, the way you respond, the way you react? Because those are the things that matter. Those are the things that are going to change you, that are going to react with you, that are going to manifest in and through you. Because see, it's almost like with the Lord, he said, I see what the Father does and I do what I see the Father do. And so therefore it's the same thing with us. What we see, what we watch, what we view, what we take into our mind through what we see, that then becomes imprinted, and that then grows and becomes something that we tend to bring to remembrance, that we tend to learn from, that we tend to mark files and things in our mind that we now say, okay, these are things that I'm going to move with. These are things that I'm going to believe, because then it sinks in and it becomes a belief. Well, I've seen it, so I believe it. So therefore, I'm going to know that, and I'm going to go back to that when I think of this or when I see this. And so now those are things that start to release thought and belief into our bodies, into our minds. And then we start to move off of that. We start to act on that. We start to speak with those things. I've seen it, so I'm going to talk about it. I've seen it, so therefore I believe it. So now I'm going to start speaking it. And so then that triggers another thing, which then builds the framework around what we have going on, which builds the framework around what we're doing. So then it starts to manifest and it starts to show up in our everyday life. And then we want to know, why is this happening to me? Why is this in my atmosphere? Why is this even around me? We've spoken it into fruition. We've spoken it into reality. By speaking it into reality is because we've seen it. We see it because we believe it. We believe it because we've seen it. It all wraps into each other. And so that's why I heed you. What are you viewing? What are you seeing? I have to ask myself this question. I have to look through and pray and seek for strength and for guidance to break away from things that I shouldn't be viewing, that I shouldn't be seeing. Am I turning my eyes? Am I cleansing the things that I see? Am I really watching the things that I'm not supposed to be watching? Or am I drawing myself away from it? You know? And so that is with this, I heed you. The eyes are the window to the soul, meaning what we view, what we choose to see, what we choose to turn an eye from, and what we turn an eye to will ultimately take hold and take effect of who you are, what's going on, your surrounding, your day, your tomorrow, your stuff, of what you're welcoming. You are building and creating an atmosphere and a place for your here, your now, your tomorrow. So how are you structuring that? So I speak over your eye gates right now. And I speak right now, let the windows be cleaned, let the windows be clear, and let only that which is righteous and that which is meant to come through your sight, that has come through your view, to be made seen, to be made predominant, to be made known. And that which is not, let it become blurry, let it become undesirable to even look at, let it become undesirable to even be caught within your eye, making you turn quickly. I ask that any scales be broken and be dropped from your sight. And I ask for the blinders, that like what you see on horses when they're trotting along with a carriage, that blinders to that which you should not be seeing would be placed on, and that you would see clearly the vision of what you are to see, and that your eyes would be touched with the coal that would purify your desire to see what is righteous, what is holy, and what is true. And so I release this unto each of you, and I come into agreement with you that that of these windows that peer to the soul be cleaned and be wide open and ready to receive what is yours. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for joining me for another episode. Thank you for listening, and I hope you guys really enjoy this and that you share it with anyone that you think should also be made aware of this. And again, go to Maya's Heart Gear, MiahHeartGear, all one word, .etsy.com. And you can go to the Maya's Heart Gear shop and select your declaration gear and your affirmation gear, and just continue to promote and to stand up for what you believe in and creating the new you. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. And until next time, love you guys. And thank you for being a part of the Maya's Heart fam.